North Korean diplomat Hyun Hak-bong announced his country's intentions Friday following a meeting with a South Korean counterpart in the north-south border village of Panmunjom.
현실적으로 무력화 중단됐습니다. 무력화 중단됐고 우리가 8월 26일
Hyun says the process of disabling North Korea's main nuclear facility has been stopped, and the process of restoring it is now ongoing. North Korea agreed last year to fully disable its nuclear facility at Yongbyon as part of a broader multinational deal aimed at ending its nuclear programs altogether. In a separate phase of the deal, North Korea provided a nuclear declaration to its negotiating partners, South Korea, China, Russia, Japan, and the United States. The six-nation process hit a wall in August when the United States decided not to remove North Korea from a State Department list it accuses of sponsoring terrorism. Washington says its promise to do that was contingent on North Korea committing to steps for proving that its nuclear declaration is accurate. Hyun, the North's envoy, disagrees.
미국이 정치적 보상 문제, 즉 테러
Hyun says the verification issue is a separate issue from Pyongyang's removal from the terrorism list. He accuses the United States of imposing a one-sided condition that is not part of the agreement. South Korean Foreign Minister Yoo Myung-hwan, speaking Friday to journalists in Seoul, agreed with U.S. officials that verifying North Korea's declaration was always part of the deal.
6자 회담 과정 중에서 이
Yoo says all parties in the six-nation talks understood that the North Korean declaration and its verification were intertwined. He says removing Pyongyang from the terrorism list does not necessarily require the verification process to be completed, just that North Korea agree on the principles for carrying it out. North Korea, says Yoo, fully understands that. Yoo suggested the North may be threatening the restoration of the Yongbyon facility as a means of gaining diplomatic leverage. North Korea demolished the facility's cooling tower earlier this year in a carefully choreographed public demonstration it was disabling Yongbyon. Analysts say it would take months, possibly years, to fully resume the reactor's operations. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Seoul.